The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on June 22, 1986 in Atlanta, Georgia. The class begins with a reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ancha Lila, Chapter 6, Text 2 through 110.
All glory to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glory to Lord Nityananda, all glory to Sri Advaita Acharya, and all glory to all the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He mato bihari gora loya bhaktogan, Raghunatha milene besano bhaktogan. The Lord thus enjoyed life with his devotees. O devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now hear how Raghunath Das Goswami met the Lord. Lord Chaitanya used to be in grave separation of the Lord Sri Krishna when he was chanting, but he would hide his feelings of separation not to cause the other devotees suffering. But he couldn't divert himself at night. His separation from Krishna would increase. At that time, Ramananda Rai and Sarup Damodar used to pacify him, just like Subal Sakha and Lalita Sakhi used to pacify Krishna and Radharani when they were respectively feeling separation. So now we can hear how Raghunath Das, another great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purbe Shanti Pure Raghunath Jobe Aila Mahaprabhu Kripa Korita Re Shikaila. When Raghunath Das, during his family life, went to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Shantipur, the Lord gave him worthy instructions by his causeless mercy. Prabhu shikate teho nicho gore jai, markata vairaga chari hoila vishoi prai. Instead of becoming a so-called renunciate, Raghunath Das, following the instructions of the Lord, returned home and played exactly like a pounds and shillings man. Bitare bairago bahire kore sarvokam dekhiya tomata pita anandita mon. Raghunath Das was inwardly completely renounced, even in family life. He did not express his renunciation externally. Instead, he acted just like an ordinary businessman. Seeing this, his father and mother were satisfied. Mathura hoite prabhu aila Bharta jabe paila Prabhupasa cholivare udjoga kurila. When he received a message that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had returned from Mathura city, Raghunath Das endeavored to go to the lotus feet of the Lord.
Henokale mulukera ekam lechodikari saptagrama mulukera se hoi chaudhari.
At that time, there was a Mohammedan official collecting the taxes of Saptagram. Purport, formerly when the Mohammedan government was in power, the person appointed tax collector would collect the taxes of the local zamindars or landholders. He would keep one-fourth of the collection for himself as a profit, and the balance he would deliver to the treasury of the government.
Hiranyarasamuluknilo makurira kuriya.
When Hiranyadas, Raghunath Das's uncle, made an agreement with the government to collect taxes, the Mohammedan Chaudhuri, or tax collector, having lost his position, became extremely envious of him.
Baro lakh deya rajai sade bishalak se turu kichu na paya hoilo pratipak.
Hiranyadas was collecting 2 million coins and therefore should have delivered 1,500,000 to the government. Instead, he was giving only 1,200,000, thus making an extra profit of 300,000 coins. Seeing this, the Mohammedan Chaudhuri, who was a Turk, became his rival.
Rajagori kwefait diya Uchire anilo, Hiranyadasa pailailo, Raghunathire bandilo.
After sending a confidential account to the government treasury, the Chaudhary brought the minister in charge. The Chaudhary came wanting to arrest Hiranyadas, but Hiranyadas had left home. Therefore, the Chaudhary arrested Raghunath Das. Just when Raghunath Das wanted to go to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gets arrested. Just see how Maya works, huh?
Pratidina Raghunathe koraye bartsana bap jethare ano nahi paiva jatana.
Every day the Mohammedan would chastise Raghunath Das and tell him, bring your father and his elder brother, otherwise you will be punished.
Marite anaye jodi deke Raghunathe mona firi jaya tabe na pare marite.
The Chaudhary wanted to beat him, but as soon as he saw Raghunath's face, his mind changed and he could not beat him.
Vishashe kayasta buddhye antare kore odor mukhe tarche garche marite savoyantor.
Indeed, the Chaudhary was afraid of Raghunath Das because Raghunath Das belonged to the Kayasta community. Although the Chaudhary would chastise him with oral vibration, he was afraid to beat him, purport. Raghunath Das belonged to a very aristocratic family of the Kayasta community. He had substantial influence with the local people, and therefore the Chaudhary, a minister, was afraid to beat him. Superficially, he would chastise Raghunath Das with threatening vibrations, but he did not beat him. The members of the Kayasta community in India are generally very intelligent and expert in business management. Formerly, they were mostly government officers. They were mentioned even by Yajnavalkya, as quoted by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrit Pravaha Bhashya.
Chata Tashkara Durvitaya Mohasaha Sikadibi Pidyamana Prajarakshet Kayastaischa Viseshtata.
From this verse, it appears that the government officials of the Kayasta community would sometimes chastise the citizens, and thus it was the duty of the king to protect the people in general from the atrocities of the Kayastas. In Bengal, the Kayasta community is honored almost as much as the Brahmana community, but in the upcountry of India, the Kayastas are considered Sudras because they generally eat meat and drink wine. In any case, from history, the Kayastas appear very intelligent. Thus, the Mohammedan Chaudhary was afraid of Raghunandan Das, because he belonged to the Kayasta community.
Tabe Raghunatha kichu chintila upai binati koriya kohe sei mlecho pai.
While this was going on, Raghunath Das thought of a tricky method of escape. Thus he humbly submitted this plea at the feet of the Mohammedan Chaudhary.
Amar pita jeta hoy tumar dui bai 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 re tumara koloho koro sarvodai.
Dear sir, my dear sir, my father and elder brother are both your brothers. All brothers always fight about something.
Kabu koloha kabu priti ihar nischoy nai kali puna tena bai hoye bai akotai.
Sometimes brothers fight amongst themselves, and sometimes they have very friendly dealings. There is no certainty when such changes will take place. Thus I am sure that although today you are fighting, tomorrow you three brothers will be sitting together in peace.
Ami joyche pita toyche tumar balak. Ami tumar palo tumi amar palak.
Just as I am my father's son, so I am also yours. I am your dependent, you are my maintainer.
Palak hoya palere tarite na jurai. Tumi sarvasastu jano chinda pira prai.
For a maintainer to punish the person he maintains is not good. You are expert in all the scriptures. Indeed, you are like a living saint.
Ato suni sem lache monardho hailo. Dari bahi astru pore kandite lagilo.
Hearing Raghunath Das's appealing voice, the Mohammedan's heart softened. He began to cry, and tears lighted down his beard.
Mlecha bole aji hoite tumi mora putro. Aji charai mutuma koriyaka sutra.
The Mohammedan Chaudhary told Raghunath Das, you are my son from this day on. Today by some means I shall have you released.
Ujire kohiya Raghunathe charailo. Priti kori Raghunathe kohite lagilo.
After informing the minister, the Chaudhary released Raghunath Das and then began to speak to him with great affection.
Tuma jeta nirbuddhi ashtalakokai. Ami bagi amare kichu debare jurai.
The elder brother of your father is less intelligent, he said. He enjoys 800,000 coins. But since I am also a shareholder, he should give me some portion of it to me.
Jaho tumi tumar jetare milaho amare je mote balo hoy kurun baro dilutare.
Now you go and arrange a meeting between me and your uncle. Let him do whatever he thinks best. I shall completely depend on his decision.
Raghunatha asito be jetare milailo mlecha sahito basa koilo sabo shanto hoilo.
Raghunath Das arranged a meeting between his uncle and the Chaudhuri. He settled the matter and everything was peaceful. So in this way, Raghunath Das, he passed the year very nicely like a first-class business manager, saved his uncle. Then he started to run away, and his father would catch him, bring him back. Then he'd run away, and they'd catch him, bring him back. Then he'd run away, and they'd catch him, bring him back. Finally, the mother was saying,
Putra batul hoilo iha rakho bandiya tar pita kohe tare nirvigna hoya indra samay sajasti apsara sama esa bandite nari leka jarmon. Darir bandane tare rakiba kyamote janamadata pita nare prarabdo khandaite.
Our son has become mad, she said. Just keep him by binding him with ropes. His father, being very unhappy, replied to her as follows. Raghunath Das, our son, has opulences like Indra, the heavenly king, and his wife is as beautiful as an angel. Yet all this could not tie down his mind. How then could we keep this boy home by binding him with ropes? It is not possible even for one's father to nullify the reactions of one's past activities.
Chaitanya Chandra Kripa Hoya Che Ihare Chaitanya Chandra Batula Ke Rakite Pare.
Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has fully bestowed his mercy on him who can keep home such a madman of Chaitanya Chandra.
Tabe Raghunatha Kichu Bichari Lamone Nityananda Gosai Pasa Cholila Ardine.
Then Raghunath Das considered something in his mind, and the next day he went to Nityananda Gosai.
Panihati Game Paila Prabhu Darshane Kit Taniya Sevak Sangeyara Bahujana.
In the village of Panihati, Raghunath Das obtained an interview with Nityananda Prabhu, who was accompanied by many kirtan performers, servants, and others.
Ganga Tire Brikamule Pindara Upare Bosiyachin Jano Koti Sujodaya Kore.
Sitting in a rock under a tree on the bank of the Ganges, Lord Nityananda seemed as effulgent as hundreds and thousands of rising suns.
Tale upare bahu bhakta hoyache beshtito deki prabhu prabhav Raghunath bishmito.
Many devotees sat on the ground surrounding him. Seeing the influence of Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das was astonished.
Dandavata hoyase purila koto dure seva kohe Raghunath dandavata kore.
Raghunath Das offered his obeisances by falling prostrate at a distant place. And the servant of Nityananda Prabhu pointed out, there is Raghunath Das offering you obeisances.
Sane Prabhu kohe chora dili darashan ai ajito korimu dandan.
Hearing this, Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, you are a thief. Now you have come to see me. Come here, come here. Today I shall punish you.
Prabhu bolai te honiko te na kore gaman akashiya tar mate prabhu dorila charan.
The Lord called him, but Raghunath Das did not go near the Lord. Then the Lord forcibly caught him and placed his lotus feet upon Raghunath Das's head.
Nitai gaura premanandi hari hari bol. Nitai Chandra Kipa Premarandi Hari Hari Bo.
This is the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Even you don't want the mercy, even you don't come near him, he attracts you and forcibly gives you the mercy of pure love for Krishna, gives you the mercy of love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is inconceivably merciful. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu had a very deep sense of humor. Actually, the same place where Lord Nityananda was sitting, the same tree is still standing today on the side of the Ganges River. And hundreds of thousands of people come there every year. Prabhupada personally took the devotees of ISKCON at least two occasions to the Panihati tree, to Panihati Dam. I remember he took us there and he was very inspired by that place. He told us that he'd like us to get the seva. Seva means the rite of worship of that tree, or at least to build a temple there. Since it's a public place, you can't build a temple that would stop the people from going to the tree. So he said, we can build a temple with huge columns, 20 feet in the air. And the temple would be above so that the people can still freely, whatever's there would still remain as it is. But over that we would have a huge temple and that would go up about 15 stories. And he said he wanted to have regular yachts going from Calcutta to Panihati, Panihati to Mayapur. And this way there'd be daily steamer or motorboat service, so one could go from Calcutta to Mayapur with stop in Panihati Dam for a little refreshment of Chiradai Prasad. So, this was a very special place to Srila Prabhupada. It's a place that has many esoteric meanings. The very few places in the world that Lord Chaitanya said that he is always there. But he said that he is always present in the house of Raghunath Raghava Pandit in Panihati. And Nityananda, one can feel immediately his presence when one goes to Panihati Dam and chants the holy names of the Lord. So let us see how Lord Nityananda gave the mercy here to Raghunath Das.
Kotuki Nityananda Sahaje Doyamohi Raghunath Kohe Kichu Hoya Sadoi.
Lord Nityananda was by nature very merciful and funny. Being merciful, he spoke to Raghunath Das as follows.
Nikote na aiso chora bagadure dure ajilaga payachi dandimu tumare.
You are just like a thief, for instead of coming near, you stay away at a distant place. Now that I have captured you, I shall punish you. Every time Raghunath Das is trying to go to Lord Chaitanya, but he's avoiding Nityananda Prabhu. But the way to get easily the mercy of Lord Chaitanya is by going first to Lord Nityananda. So in this way, Lord Nityananda was very close, because Nityananda Prabhu was preaching always in Bengal. Yet Raghunath Das was not going to Lord Nityananda. So when he was going to Lord Chaitanya was telling him to stay at his house. He couldn't understand that why Lord Chaitanya was not accepting him, even though he was giving him his mercy. So now this may be a clue to the secret. If you want to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we have to go through Lord Nityananda. That's the easiest way. So Lord Nityananda, of course, he's not angry. He's very merciful. But the actual thing is, it's very difficult to approach Krishna. It's very difficult to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though they're the most merciful. But it's very easy to approach them through Lord Nityananda. Through Balaram, it's easier to approach Krishna. Through Lord Nityananda, it's easiest to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Nityananda, whatever he does is absolute. If he punishes someone, it's absolute. It's his mercy. If he blesses someone, it's his mercy. Whatever Lord Nityananda does is all for all good, for only for the upliftment of the conditioned souls of his devotees.
Dari chira bakhan kora ho mora gane suni anandita hoilo Raghunatha mone.
The punishment deemed by Lord Nityananda, given down by the Supreme Judge. You are sentenced to make a festival and feed all my associates yogurt and chipped rice. Hearing this, Raghunath Das was greatly pleased.
Se kone nijo loka pataila grame bakya drabo loka sabo gramo haite ane.
Raghunath Das immediately sent his own men to the village to purchase all kinds of edibles and bring them back.
Chiradari dukta sandesh arachine kola sabo drabo anaya chodike dorila.
Raghunath Das brought chipped rice, yogurt, milk, sweetmeats, sugar, bananas, and other edibles, and placed them all around. Mahutsava namasani brahmana sajan asite lagilo loka asankhya ganan. As soon as they heard that a festival, a mahutsav, was going to be held, all kinds of brahmanas and other gentlemen began to arrive. Thus there were innumerable people. Mahutsav in India, in Bengal, when you say mahutsav, or a great festival, everyone knows that mahutsav means also a big feast. No festival is complete without feast. But people here, it's a brahmana, sajjan, that many brahmanas, many gentlemen came because as soon as they hear there's going to be a big festival, they know this opportunity to get much spiritual advancement, to get the blessings of the Lord, so they all come. Sanskrit, we know maha means great, utsav means festival, the great festival. The ut means, just like uttama, ut means above, or to uplift. To utsav means to uplift everyone's consciousness. So a great festival means, in Sanskrit, a spiritual festival uplifts everyone's consciousness. In the material world, a festival is something else, where people become more and more in the mode of ignorance. They take intoxication, they take meat, they take various kinds of things which actually bring their consciousness down into the mode of ignorance. And then, in this way, in the end, they make a big mess. But the next day, they have hangovers, they feel bad. But a spiritual festival or a mahutsav, there everyone's consciousness is uplifted through kirtans, through feasts, through lectures, through ceremonies, through various kinds of spiritual activities. And the day after the festival, you still feel happy. Not that you remember, oh, yesterday was a great time, but oh, I have a headache today, I feel bad. This is in a mode of ignorance. A mahutsav, spiritual, it actually uplifts the people. That's what people need. There's some big gatherings today in the material world, but afterwards, as business says, there's no difference, there's no change. It's simply just to show, join everyone's hands together around the world or across. But ultimately, what is the difference? There's no change. The government is the Senate wants, or the government wants something like $158 million to stop drug addiction, to stop drug abuse. But if they gave us $158 million to spread Krishna consciousness all over America, have big prasadam feasts, kirtans and everything, you would find so many people would stop taking drugs. What is the need? They would get so much happiness. But instead, they'll spend so much money, which ultimately is misused in many ways. And what is the result? Simply it raises the price of the drugs people go on taking, because they have no substitute. People are starving for some little bit of happiness. And because they don't know that there's an unlimited ocean of happiness and spiritual bliss, they're looking for that happiness through their dull material senses. And as they get more and more dulled, they need higher and higher doses to be able to feel relief from the suffering of the material world, until finally they overdose. So this is very sad. So actually, Prabhupada told the solution is people have to be more God-conscious. Then automatically these type of social ills are eradicated. But the godless leaders, they're putting all their faith in their material arrangements, and they're neglecting to take the real solution. So here, when there is a big festival, even today, when the big festival is announced, everybody comes. In fact, we found that in traveling Sankirtan in India, whenever we would go to a place, even without any advance information, without telling anyone, we just show up in a place at 5 in the afternoon, and then suddenly we just announce to people we're going to have a festival at 7 o'clock, at 8 o'clock at night, that within just 2 hours' notice, 10,000, 15,000 people would gather. A festival. And then we couldn't even distribute food to them. It was just an utsav, not a mahutsav. Just a Harinam utsav. Still, in fact, in one place we went, the police superintendent, he saw the huge crowd that gathered in just a few hours' time, and the whole, it was behind the library, there was a football field, And one end of the football field, they had a covered stage, which they used for dramas, as well as for some other religious festivals or something. And we used that as a stage where we showed a movie and did kirtan, arati to our Nitya Gaur traveling deities. And that entire football field was packed up. The people started standing on the perimeter wall around it, standing on the rooftops to watch the program. And people were trying to get in, but they couldn't get in. They had to go back disappointed. There was no room to go in. It was completely packed with people. And the superintendent of police said that about 3 weeks ago, the chief minister of the state, he had done advertisement for 1 month saying he was coming for a big political rally. But with 1 month of advertisement, he couldn't get half as many people. And without any advertisement, the whole place is completely packed. What is it that you have that attracts the people? This is the mercy of Lord Nityananda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And of course, India, the people are still very pious. When they hear that there's a Nitya Gaur festival, they'll come running. So this was happening 500 years ago at Panihati. Aragamantare hoite samagri anilo satadui chari hoila tahanailo. Seeing the crowd increasing, Raghunath Das arranged to get more edibles from other villages. He also brought 200 to 400 large round earthen pots. Boro boro mita kunika anailo pacho sate akavipra prabhu lagi chira vijay hatate. He also obtained 5 or 7 especially large earthen pots. And in these pots, the brahmana began soaking chipped rice for the satisfaction of Lord Nityananda. These holnas are huge, huge earthen pots. Bigger than a man, like 6 feet high, five, you know, but huge. They use it to store rice over the rainy season. They put their rice or things inside that and use it as a big storage. So it can hold hundreds and hundreds of kilos. Holnas are very big. And so they are using those for mixing the chira and dahi in these very huge drums made out of these large earthen pots. Akatai tapta dukto chira bijaya ardik chani la dari chine koladiya. In one place, chipped rice was soaked in hot milk in each of the large pots. Then half the rice was mixed with yogurt, sugar, and bananas. Ara digana brita dugde de chani lo champa kola chini grita cha pura tate dilo. The other half was mixed with condensed milk and a special type of banana known as champa kola. Then sugar, clarified butter, and camphor were added. This champa kola, scientists have studied that this is the sweetest banana in the world. It is known in Bengal as Chini Champa or Sugar Champa. Champa is also the name of the Champa flower. Champa flower is one of the special flowers that were Champa Lota. Champa flower, it used to be picked by the gopis and given to Radha and Krishna. So Champa Kola also has a very nice fragrance. And they also studied it, the scientists, and found it has the highest percent of vitamin C. But they come sometimes very small. And Brahmananda ji, he told me that they have brought some of these over to Africa, and there they're known as butter bananas because they're the color of butter, and they're very soft also. So here, of course, we just have Chiquita. What can we do? Through meditation, we have to bring. Actually, in Bengal, there are many kinds of bananas, at least 10-15 varieties of major varieties. Some of them taste like strawberries also. Some are very light. I wanted to bring, they had a few nice varieties of bananas in South America, but the agriculture department doesn't allow import of fruit to America, so without all kind of rigmarole. So, but we do have the other things here to offer to Lord Nityananda. Duti pori prabhu jari pindate bosila sata kundi viprochar agyate dorila. After Nityananda Prabhu had changed his cloth for a new one and sat on a raised platform, the brahmana brought before him the 7 huge pots
Chabutara upare jato prabhu nija gane boro boro loka vasila mandali rachane.
On that platform, all the most important associates of Lord Sri Nityananda Prabhu, as well as all as other important men, sat down in a circle around the Lord.
Ramadasa Sundarananda Dasa Godadhar Murari Kamalakar Sadashiva Purandar.
Among them were Ramadas, Sundarananda, Garadhar Das, Murari, Dananjaya, Jagadish, Parameshwar Das, Mahesh, Gauri Das, Hora Krishna Das was also there. Similarly, Udharananda Dutta Thakur, Udharana Dutta Thakur, and many other personal associates of the Lord sat on the raised platform of Nityananda Prabhu. No one could count them all.
Udharana Dutta Thakur is a predecessor or ancestor of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was born directly in the family of Udharana Dutta Thakur and his vansh. So we can see that Srila Prabhupada had a special relationship from generations to Panihati. Not everyone could sit on the raised platform of Nityananda. Some of the very intimate devotees, they were allowed to sit on the raised platform of Nityananda. Apart from that, everyone else sat all around.
Suni Pandit Bhattacharya Dato Vipraila Manakari Prabhu Sabare Upare Bosaila. Hearing about the festival, all kinds of learned scholars, brahmanas, and priests were there. Lord Nityananda Prabhu honored them and made them sit on the raised platform with him.
Dui dui mita kundika sabara gedilo, akadugdu chirahare dodichida koilo.
Everyone was offered two earthen pots. In one was put chipped rice with condensed milk, and in the other chipped rice with yogurt.
Jataloka sab chotura talna talani mandaliya bande bosila tarna hoya gonani.
All the other people sat in groups around the platform. No one could count how many people were there. Each and every one of them was supplied two earthen pots, one of chipped rice soaked in yogurt and the other of chipped rice soaked in condensed milk. Some of the brahmanas, not having gotten a place on the platform, went to the bank of the Ganges with their two earthen pots and soaked their chipped rice there. Others who could not get a place even on the bank of the Ganges got down into the water and began eating their two kinds of chipped rice. You see, Panihati is about 100 miles from the Bay of Bengal, from the island of Sagar where Kapila Muni still meditates and where the ancestors of Bhagi Maharaj, Sagar Maharaj, were burned and delivered by the Ganges going there. So up to that point, up to Panihati and beyond, there is still the effect of tide, high and low tides. So what happens is sometimes the Ganges is a little low. At that time there's a kind of a shore. And sometimes the Ganges is very high and then the bank is just on the grass. So maybe at this time there was a little place to stand because maybe the Ganges wasn't fully all the way at the high tide. So there were, but that means it's very muddy. Because then, you know, when the tide's down, that's very muddy, so you have to stand, you'll just be sinking in the Ganges mud, which is very sticky and soft. And then, after that, then you stand in the water. And this way, everyone was standing somehow or another. And even today, when they have this festival, there's so many people that you find people are standing in the water taking their chipped rice. In fact, they have so many kirtans that people are so happy chanting the names of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sri Gaur Bhakti Vrinda that you see that sometimes the people, they just, they slip in the mud. Sometimes going in by the side of the Ganges, it's so crowded somewhere, sometimes they slip, they just start rolling in the mud and chanting Hare Krishna. People, they just become totally oblivious to, they just become so just merged in transcendental bliss. So those that are standing in the water, they're also taking their, honoring their prasadam. And some are sat on the platform, some on the base of the platform, some on the bank of the Ganges. And this way, 20 men were distributing the prasadam. People are coming, getting their prasad. At that time, Raghava Pandit arrived there, and he didn't know about it. He had all prepared a huge feast for Nityananda. He came and laughed in great surprise. And then he asked, he brought all kinds of food cooked in ghee and offered to the Lord, and then he placed this prasad to Lord Nityananda and distributed it. So he said, I already offered food to the deity, but if you're engaged in a festival here, so the food is lying there untouched. Lord Nityananda replied, let me eat all this food here during the day, and I shall eat at your home at night. I belong to a community of cowherd boys, and therefore I generally have many cowherd associates with me. I am happy when we eat together in a picnic like this by the sandy bank of the river. Lord Nityananda made Raghava Pandit sit down and had two pots delivered to him also. There were two kinds of chipped rice soaked in them. In other words, Raghava Pandit came to give Nityananda prasad. He said, you sit down. I'm a cowherd boy. I'm enjoying with my cowherd friends. You sit down. You also take prasad here. I'll take there at night. So this is the special mood of Panihati, that actually everyone was converted into a cowherd boy, associate of Nityananda in his transcendental ecstasy. And he was sitting there with hundreds of thousands of cowherd boys enjoying in that ecstasy. And then he became totally absorbed in that ecstasy. And he wasn't seeing that these are a bunch of conditioned souls. He was simply at that time in the ecstasy that I'm a cowherd boy. I'm back in my Krishna Leela like when I was Balaram. And these are all my cowherd boy associates. And in that ecstasy, in his meditation, he brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived, Nityananda stood up. And then he saw how everyone was enjoying this festival, taking their chipped rice and their condensed milk. And then Lord Nityananda, he started to dance and he started to go to each person and taking a little chipped rice, little condensed milk chipped rice, and he would take a morsel and push it in the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a joke. Just like Krishna and Balaram used to joke, putting flour in the other's mouth, putting little prasad, playing as cowherd boy. They didn't have any sense that who's bigger, who's smaller, who's more. They were simply friends, cowherd boys. And this mood, they were enjoying. So Nityananda, he completely was absorbed in this ecstasy. And there, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's going. But of course, the people couldn't see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They could only see Lord Nityananda going, taking food from the pot, putting it in the air, and having it disappear. They didn't know what was going on. Well, Lord Chaitanya, and then Lord Chaitanya, he was going, and he also took little prasad. Then he pushed it in the mouth of Nityananda, laughing as he made Nityananda eat it. And this, the two brothers, Nitai and Lord Chaitanya, they were totally absorbed in this spiritual ecstasy. And this way, Lord Nityananda was walking through all the groups of eaters, and all the Vaishnavas standing there were seeing the fun. No one could understand what Nityananda Prabhu was doing as he walked about. Some, however, who were very fortunate, could see that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also present. Remember, at this time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually physically in Jagannath Puri, hundreds and hundreds of miles away, 500-600 miles away. But by the spiritual potency of Lord Nityananda, he was brought personally there to participate in this festival. So after that, Lord Nityananda smiled and sat down. On his right side, he kept four pots of chipped rice that had not been made from boiled paddy. Then Lord Nityananda offered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a place and had him sit down. Then together the two brothers began to eat chipped rice. Seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eating with him, Lord Nityananda became very happy, and he exhibited varieties of ecstatic love. Lord Nityananda Prabhu ordered, all of you eat, chanting the holy names of Hari. Immediately the holy names Hari, Hari resounded, filling the entire universe. Everyone started to chant. Agya Dila Hari Boli Koroho Bojan. Hari Hari Dani Uti Bori Lo Bhuvan. All the hundreds of thousands of people there, they all started to chant, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hari Hari Boli Vaishnav Koraye Bojan, Pulena Bojana Sabha Hoye Lo Smaran. When all the Vaishnavas were chanting the holy names, Hari Hari, and eating, they remember how Krishna and Balaram ate with their companions, the cowherd boys in the bank of the Jamuna. Nityananda Mahaprabhu Kripalu Udar Raghunathir Bhagya Atakola Kwaila Angikar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu are extremely merciful and liberal. It was Raghunath Das's good fortune that they accepted all these dealings. Who can understand the influence and mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu?
He is so powerful that he induced Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come and eat chipped rice on the bank of the Ganges. So, this is transcendental mercy of Lord Nityananda that he could bring Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and that they took chipped rice. So today, we simply offer Lord Nityan Gaur the chipped rice preparations for lunch. And they take here in the forest of Panihati. And actually, by Krishna's arrangement, here the property and the park are there, just like the forest. And the Ganges, of course, is the continuous flow of nectar of Krishna's name that is always flowing, and those currents are moving the devotees in different ways. So in this way, we can take this opportunity to accept the mercy of Nitai Gaur to assist them in their transcendental pastimes. Actually, it was Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami that revealed these pastimes. We can see that Srila Prabhupada, he enjoyed a special transcendental ecstasies here in Nupanihati Dham, which are now overdue to discuss and to relish by the devotees. So just after this, we're going to, the devotees are going to go and have take Prabhupada from his quarters and bring him here, just as he was brought here to the temple some years ago when he visited Panihati Dham and revealed the transcendental mercy of Lord Nityananda and Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Gaurachandra. Those devotees who were present with Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya at Panihati, they are considered very confidential. This is explained that all the confidential devotees who were cowherd boys headed by Sri Ramadasa were absorbed in ecstatic love. They thought the bank of the Ganges to be the bank of the Jamuna. So like that, maybe this road is actually the Ganges when you look at a distance. You know, but actually, some boats are there, isn't it? Boats going there in the distance on the other side of the park. Something moving, I can't see. Anyway, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, he's transformed so many materialistic people into associates of Nitai Gaur, just as this festival brought so many people and made them all engage in the service of the Lord. He said when the shopkeepers from different villages came to sell their chipped rice, yogurt, sweetmeats, and bananas, they also sold all their goods. Then they also took some of the chipped rice. They got absorbed in the festival and they forgot that they're coming there to sell things, and they just became absorbed in the same spiritual festival. So in this way, anyone who came, even just to see, what is this funny thing is going on? They're also fed. You take some chipped rice, yogurt, bananas. Even last night, a few intoxicated youth came by. They trying to figure out what's going on here. What type of intoxication is this? Everyone's laughing and having it. But our intoxication is simply the love of Nityananda Prabhu, which fills everyone's heart with joy. So in this way, when Nityananda Prabhu finished eating, he washed his hands and mouth and gave Raghunath Das the food remaining in the four pots. There were still three big pots left, Nityananda's personal pots. And these were distributed to all the devotees, giving a little morsel to each. Then Lord Nityananda was brought a fresh flower garland, and sandalwood pulp was spread all over his body. That should be done also. After the prasad offering today, we should offer fresh garlands to Nityananda if possible and offer sandalwood pulp on his body. And offering Nityananda various betel nuts and other things. So in this way, Raghunath Das was very happy to take a little bit of remnants of the prasad left by Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So in this way, Lord Nityananda Prabhu had this festival of chipped rice and yogurt. So then after he rested a little bit, then when the day ended, he went and had another, he had a big congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And then Lord Nityananda induced all the devotees had to dance. Everyone, they all had to dance. And then finally he himself began dancing, thus inundating the entire world in ecstatic love. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was still there. He was observing the dancing of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu could see this, but others could not. This dancing of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, like the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, cannot be compared to anything within these three worlds. No one can properly describe the sweetness of Lord Nityananda's dancing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally comes to see it.
So after the dancing, then again Raghav Pandit submitted his request that the Lord take supper. And so then finally in the evening, Lord Nityananda Prabhu sat down for supper with his personal associates and made another seating place for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his side. Lord Chaitanya sat there, sat down at his place. Seeing this, Raghava Pandit felt increasing happiness. Raghava Pandit brought the prasad before the two brothers and thereafter distributed prasad to all the other Vaishnavas. There were varieties of cakes, sweet rice, and fine cooked rice that surpassed the taste of nectar.